Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic taking you through this beautiful Monday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week, Joe. Our good buddy Darren McFarland from Darren, Donick, and Chase joins the show each Monday at 9 o'clock, presented by Craneworks. Serving the Southeast for over 30 years, visit Craneworks.com. Darren, what's up, my man? What's going on?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing great. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Weather was yesterday. If you didn't get out yesterday, you missed out.
I know.
Yesterday was awesome. We need more days like that.
Darren, you know who else had a good weekend?
It's probably going to rain all week.
I know. It sucks. You know who else had a good weekend? The Nashville Predators.
They did, yeah.
A big 1-0 win against the Dallas Stars on Saturday. Back-to-back shutouts for the Preds against the Stars. I thought defensively in the last two games, yeah, UC Saros has had to make some key saves at key times, but I thought defensively in the last two games, they've been pretty consistently good and defended the hard areas really well, and I think that's got to be the identity of this group moving forward.
I don't think there's any doubt. And how about four power play goals in three games?
Yeah, buddy.
Hello? Yeah, they'll take that all day, especially in both games that they shut out the Stars. It's all their goals were power play goals. Pretty impressive, and of course all of them game winners. But you're right. I mean, look, whenever you implement anything, I know this coaching at any level, anybody who's done it, Joe, if you've done it, Robbie, I know you've dabbled in this stuff. You know, you just don't walk in there, snap your fingers, and things just magically happen. That's not how it works. Takes time, man. We've heard a lot of things, and we've been talking about a lot of things John Hines has done differently since taking over on January 7th. But you just can't magically walk in and change everything up, change mentalities, change defensive structures, change how you approach each and every day, and expect on January 8th that, you know, everything is going to turn out and look like that. That's not how it works. It takes time, and I think to your point, all the stuff we've been hearing about with John Hines, all the conversations we've had with the players on, you know, the difference. And Brian Ellis told me recently, he's like, look, at this level, once you've been doing it for so long, you've pretty much seen about everything there is to see in the sport. And I get that. So for some guys, it really wasn't that big of a deal. But moving forward, look, they're going to have to be responsible in front of the net, and if they can continue getting play like this from UC Saros, who's been spectacular, I mean, they're setting themselves up for the ultimate goal, and that's finishing out this month, playing three games in April, and if they keep playing this way, they'll continue playing on into April. So that's the goal, and we'll see moving forward. And they got a big road trip. I know it started in Dallas on Saturday, but four more big games on the road. We'll see how it all plays out.
The Preds, Darren, they've gotten to see little Corey Perry last two games. They've gotten up close and personal with him. And, you know, they beat St. Louis two straight games not long ago and got a chance to, you know, greet Robert Bortuzzo in those games. I'm just wondering, do you think moments like that, when a guy like Tenorti comes out and stands up for a teammate and some of the other guys get shots in, of course, you know, Roman Josi with the cross, do you think that galvanize the team? Do you think that could be something that maybe helps bring this team a little bit closer together for the stretch run here?
Joe, that is such a good question. I felt compelled to ask that very same question to Hal Gillen, right? He knows better than me and you. I hate to admit that, but Hal does. He spent 16 years in locker rooms. And I literally asked that same question to him on Saturday during the first period intermission. What does, especially for a guy like Tenorti, that comes into a locker room new and in the middle of the season, what can that do for him and what can it do for a locker room? And, of course, Al said exactly what I think we would all, suspect that someone would, how they would answer that, and it's, you know, it does wonders. I mean, what was the shot that we all saw there on Saturday when Tenorti was him and Perry? By the way, Tenorti was ticked that Perry pulled him down because Tenorti really didn't. He wasn't able to get any shots in. I think he wanted to hit the box for 5 minutes, not 2 minutes for Ruffy. But Perry was smart enough to drag him down. But you know what was the shot? It was Ryan Ellison sitting there, you know, on the bench, on the wall, just sitting there watching it, and you can just tell the look on his face is, you know, all right, man, I appreciate that. Not that Ryan Ellis can't take up for himself, because he certainly said he wouldn't mind getting a nice clean shot on Corey Perry too. But let me just say this: I don't think anybody should ever get fined in the NHL for doing anything to Corey Perry. That's just my personal opinion. Like, I think it's a travesty that Roman Yossi got $5,000, because I don't think anybody should ever be fined for doing anything to Corey Perry, unless literally they, you know, they whip out brass knuckles on the ice. Maybe that's going too far, but, you know, an object.
Maybe.
You pull an object out. Maybe. I mean, maybe that's going too far, but give me a break. Across. By the way, Corey Perry deserved that. So, but anyway, I digress. No, it goes a long ways. I asked Hal that, and, you know, a guy like Jared Tenorti, I continue to be impressed. I don't think any of us, Robbie, I don't know how you felt, but I don't know what any of us really thought of Jared Tenorti early on.
Yeah.
You just knew he was this big, hulking guy. You know, he's a big presence, great guy to talk to, but didn't really know what he was going to bring to the table, didn't really know if he had a role or a place, but it is very clear he absolutely has a role and a place on this roster, and he continues to impress me game in and game out.
There's no question about it. I felt the same way. And, Darren, now we're back on this trek where the roller coaster ride continues. They win a couple games in a row. You feel really good about them. Then they lose a couple games in a row, and you think the world's coming to an end. Now they won two games in a row once again. I think at this point it's probably naive for anybody to expect it's going to be a smooth ride the rest of the way through. But I also think it's probably naive to expect anything less than this coming down really to the last week. I think it's going to be tight the whole way through, especially given how many teams are around that second wild card spot and the first wild card spot too in the Western Conference.
Game 69 is the hot stove game, right?
Yeah, that's it.
I feel pretty. It's not hot. I'm sure it's cooled down by now. And then you touch it, and then you get burned. I mean, that's the game we've played all year. To your point, is okay. Two really impressive wins. Is this the role that everybody? And you know, this is where we've touched the stove, and we've all had to pull back really fast and go, ow, 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 still hot. And we'll find out. Can they actually string that? Look, 500, we've talked about it. 500 the rest of the way is not going to get it done. It's not. Even though this year the Western Conference is way down, they're going to have to put together something a little bit more. I mean, they don't have to reel off eight in a row. We know that's going to be good enough in the Western Conference, but they're going to have to string together some wins. You're going to have to put something together rather than two up, two down, one up, one down, three up, three down, which has been the roller coaster ride that you described all season long. And they've got a great opportunity. They've strung together two really good wins, but I can go back and think of other times throughout the course of the season where it felt really good. It felt like it was all coming together. I would say Arizona in December, going right into the Christmas break, everything felt and looked really good, and we all know how it looked coming out of Christmas break. You know, you mentioned the St. Louis win. So everything looked and felt great with the home-and-home victories over the Blues and 4 points, and then, you know, it's just – so we'll see. Montreal is a team that I think is out, but that doesn't mean anything. We're seeing teams play hard. Toronto is going to be tough. Columbus and Minnesota, look, these are all – teams with skins in the game, and Montreal's not out of it. They're still playing for something, but I mean, they're not going to get in the Eastern Conference. But look, LA's out too, but LA's still playing hard. So you know, at this level, people are playing. If you're out of it, you're playing for next season. You're playing for a contract. You're playing for a roster spot. So there are no nights off in the NHL, and I expect the same thing tomorrow night in Montreal.
Yeah, we were talking about earlier, I think the Preds are better off playing top teams than, you know, teams that are out of it. It's almost like, you know, they rise up for a
for the Blues or Stars, and obviously they've struggled with some of the lesser teams. 1 week, Darren, from the legal tampering period, and so soon enough we're going to have a resolution. Are you looking forward to this, or are you just loving this Tom Brady
Tom
stuff
Brady,
right
baby.
Now? You're loving this, aren't you? You're going to miss
it. I'm loving
it.
Well, look, I don't know if you guys are experiencing the same thing I am. Everywhere I go, basically, it turns into a Tom Brady, Ryan Tannehill discussion. It's amazing, which is fun for what we do. I mean, I just talked about the weather. I mean, I felt like it would be coaching malpractice not to get the boys out on a baseball field yesterday with the weather that we had yesterday and the rain that we're going to get this week. And so, you know, we wrap up practice and the dads are all right there. And next thing you know, it turns into a huge Ryan Tannehill, Tom Brady discussion. And I'm just kind of laughing to myself going, this is great. I mean, how long has it been? When's the last time there was this much interest in Titans offseason discussion? I mean, Derrick Henry is a given, but I think everybody feels good. Like there's no real intrigue. I guess the only intrigue is how are they going to get it done? I don't think anybody really feels like Derrick Henry's going anywhere else. But the Ryan Tannehill, Tom Brady stuff is real conversation. Like nobody really knows how this is going to play out until we find out here very soon. So, I've been covering him since they got to Nashville, and there's been very few times I can remember this much chatter about a Titans off season as they've got right now. So I love it. I honestly, even though I kind of want closure on this, I kind of wish they'd stretch it out a little bit longer. I wish it was like another month that we could talk about this. Yes. Wouldn't that be great?
I'm so glad that's not the case, man.
Oh, man, you're missing the boat. This is fun. It's fun. Another month to speculate on what could happen. You don't lap that up. Come on, that's a bowl of milk. We're all kittens. Come on.
It's fun. It's just like at some point, you know, when you've had this, it's like a circular argument over, you know, at some point it's like, okay, I don't know what else to say.
I know, but you know what's fun for me is all the listeners that every time we go down this road, they're like, stop it. Stop talking about it. Like, that's fun to me. Like, I'm just going to talk about it long.
That's right.
It's just like SIDs that give me the helicopter move, like wrap it up. I'm going to ask another question if you do that. Like, I'm going to go longer just because you're telling me to wrap up the interview with their coach. Just like when people say stop talking about it, I'm going to actually talk longer about it if people do that. I'll just let you in on that. So for all those texts and tweets that we get, stop, for the love of you know what, please stop talking about this. Not going to happen.
I'm going to start like 30 burner accounts and tweet at you like, please talk more about Brady. So awesome.
Reverse psychology, Joe. I like it.
Darren McFarland is a rebel. Thanks for joining us, Darren, from Darren, Jonathan, Chase. We appreciate it.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
Appreciate it as always.
Darren McFarland, presented by Craneworks, joins us each and every Monday at this time, 9 o'clock. When we come back, Joe, it is that Tom Brady discussion. There's another log on the fire, baby. Charlie Weiss has been texting Tom Brady. Tom Brady getting in the news a lot lately with his text and FaceTimes. We'll get into that next. You listen to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.